such an honor to be here in this place I've cared about for, I think, decades without ever having been in this Poetry Center before. So it's wonderful to be here and to be among friends and to have more friends come in. Tonight, I'm going to read from that work, Pushing Water, and I'm going to read further roads in it or further waters in it that have been coming. It seems to keep happening. It began, I think I've been writing these little works on postcards, and I got really constricted by that. So I got these big, like, 18 by 24 sheets, and I had to fill up the poem with that. So it began with just my doing that in that size, and then gradually taking on a different life. And from this book, I just want to kind of look at one little part in Pushing Water 50, where after many things blowing around and dispersing around, I wrote out of a dream I had had. In the dream was possibility of creating the world again. The only way was to lift everything up and undergo a mingling of molecules so that all objects knew all other objects. Each was part of each, and person as well. Love is form. Love is mingling of form. We have taken too long to arrive at the wrong place. Let us begin again, as though space is a circle, and time the force that spins it all until we lift up and fall down dizzy and bruised and unbruised. I am pear and apple, frog and toad, needle and pin, head over heels, in and out of my shoes, until a mockingbird calls and it is time to stand up again on the edge of the rock, at the edge of the morning, aneth, which is a Welsh word, the marvelous hidden stuff of rock and lime, cup, time, beyond time. Okay, so I'm going to stop there, because the reason I wanted to do that is because part of the newer work kind of references that dream of being lifted and mixed and all that. And Pushing Water 75 and 76 I'm going to read tonight, and they were, 75 was begun the day after the last presidential election, and probably sounds like it doesn't have anything to do with that, but then just listen more and maybe it does. And it also has to do with beginning at that time to read through some of the Shakespearean comedies again, and selecting in some ways bits of language, you know, parts of a word out of a line and a word out of a line. So not quite an act of erasure, and not quite an act of theft, but it's almost like there's this word hoard, and you know, those are the words you have to work with sometimes. Pushing Water 75. Dark with dance, wait to the motion, woo like song. Three spruce flies protest, and I shall in russet love sound the wilderness, and with a glow fall down rolling. New Mexico in the dream is itself a dream, and sometimes we find ourselves in open, rocky landscapes, spare and beautiful. Ka! And forever, ka! Through the dove-gray countries and the emerging dreams of undead nations, ka! And forever, ka! Shh! Moments. Oak with green answered, thinking a thaw upon jest, like a mark, a whole shooting word, breath near the North Star transgressed, to be turned spit and fire, talk not. Conjure here a quiet sanctuary, because all disquiet follows. No tongue moves, yours win me, although denied, drag homeward, hinder a whip to stay and trouble, save both. under tree who loves winter, who loves sun and gets no winter, rough weather. Fool in the forest, railed on with ripe and ripe, and hangs a tale. Only in the world I fill up a place which may be better supplied when I have made it empty. Noble fool, or what fool wouldst do for a counter? Steal and egg out, not keeping oaths. Were a fool drunkenness little harm, save in straw? Honest shall have nothing. Now done, you take our hearts. With a monster in love, in sleepy hour rude, for bread upon a play, for nuptial day of sport, on his head and forth the eye, sever and madly fly. Here one falls, cries, calls, lost to briars and thorns, led on to pass straightway love. Were well to my chamber, in a gaze, in a trice, like a mad lad, wrangle with my reason if you mean well, we will our celebration keep and heaven's sunshine. One casts a net in the wind, and what catches and what does not catch are parts of the same poem. The wind is the shared word, the shared world. And we inhabit it alongside or sometimes within the likes of Stein and Scalapino and Shakespeare and Simon Pettit, only to mention a few of the places where S stands or moves as more than a hiss, more than a wish within the fold. So here, among all the plays of Shakespeare, one finds a language, a few words, the possibility of a poetry not lost in our own time. Not uttered in any sense or nonsense of time's being, about which we question everything, laugh and cry at every word, most emphatically at the ones that escape us, as we escape only in the dream or in the unspoken syllables. I do forgive how sharp the point of whose soft grace rest myself mudded in that oozy bed. I perceive day by day a vision of the island, a heaviness which brought us hither. I'd strive to tell you, you remember not one so strong to the elements. Please draw near. So quiet and so melancholy. The very yea and the no, look you, wash, wring, brew, bake, scour, dress, and drink. We burn daylight, liking the truth of his words. What tempest this wail, an unmeasurable distance, the short and the long of it. Love is blind and hold a candle to my shames. Love sweet, be straight, wise and fair, if eyes true. Time, stay there. Orlando, I beseech you, punish me not with your hard thoughts, wherein I confess me much guilty, to deny so fair and excellent ladies anything. But let your fair eyes and gentle wishes go with me to my trial, wherein if I be foiled, there is but one shamed that was never gracious, if killed, but one dead that is willing to be so. I shall do my friends no wrong, for I have none to lament me, the world no injury, for in it I have nothing. Only in the world I fill up a place, which may be better supplied when I have made it empty. Now sleep, slacked, no din but snores, blither hymen, bride to bed, horse and sail and high expense, on the head with claps you sound, half the flood, the grizzled north, the ship sea-tossed appears to speak. Chide the means, keeps me off, deck my body, shrink mine arm like to a chaos, a monstrous fault. Make my heaven in a thorny wood, I'll pluck it down. There's no way to say it all, Jacques Lacan. If one goes to the bottom, much breath is held, spent, never to be recovered. Here the poem stops moving, yet in stasis finds a moment, a pause, a between, as if by chance. If all the heavens were parchment and all the trees pens and all the seas ink, there's no hole in the bottom of the sea. And water pushes up in equal motion with water that pushes down, where any singular direction gives way to multi-trans and queer trailings. We are all in or out of the sea together. Splitting is complex, both at the same time as a father and a morning. The sweet the heart grows in root or depth and turns as the dancer, Hassan, in seminar, in ceremony. We eat together under the Coltrane light in a bungalow of pale green into whose countries we invite one another. Oh, the locked heaven, ah, the universal law. The dream of the hand in the light of the wave, the arc of the light of the wave, where inside gives way to word, word gives voice to the lifting, the grip we are in and among. The other becomes each, and you disappear upon my tongue, root syllable, root sound, that might harvest us, grain us into what changes and what does not change. We watch the large birds, the hawks, lift into air on a thermal ride. We are again in the wave of the world, watching the wave of the world until ashes and ashes fall. Place me in a land where the earth speaks, up in rolling mounds, or the white tips of sea foam swallow sand, and air of the mountains rests within breathing room. The distances confirm us, but not here. Not that false flatness of heavy, wet air that keeps the edge of light untouched in a vibrant word. Only not me, only not here. One has a home, calls home, runs to home, finds a home, only not here. Set down your load, pale ashes of my poor eyes, if child brought to light and made to be weary. Rest, stay, stop, stand back, over soul thou canst not have. Open congealed mouths, bleed afresh. O earth, open wide, acquit myself, excuse myself, accuse myself. I did not, didst thou not, leave this keen encounter of our wits. My gorgeous palace, my gay apparel, my figured goblets, my head, speak fondly. A frantic man, yea, then I must not say no. Prithee, leathern jerkin, crystal button, knot pated, agate ring, puke stocking, caddis garter, smooth tongue, Spanish pouch, rogue. A plague of all cowards, is not the truth the truth? I know thee not. I do despise my dream, thrice wider, the tenor of our word, but a color. Be blithe, rouse the veins, play with flowers, smile upon green fields, unto the breach, up the blood, here none so mean, you stand upon the start. Now conjecture a time of country, cocks and clocks, patiently ruminate our scene. Farewell the state of man, leaves, blossoms, blushing thick upon him, a ripening falls in a sea, the water beckons. A heart new opened where he falls. It now only remains now to show that this is true. Martin Murray. Arrived on a Thursday and was blue. If round, then not. If swallow, then up. Around on a pin forsaken, we win when we all win. Forgive them now. Arrived on a Tuesday and was misshapen. Carry it in a basket, fresh for the morning. How does one start? How do two grow? Bread and wine, vinegar and flow, the unerringly inconstant rhythm of water, a river, a shore. We move in mysterious ways where mysterious rhymes with uncertain, as in stepping through the darkness of morning before first light, as though Keats's unreaching manifests in the structure of a syllable. Any poem is uncertain, whether it knows or not, to know and to not know at the same time. The soft rock, the hard, difficult air, the unwound path to the river's sand, one hand in another, the person next to me as I write the next word, the next word. Could a ripple rise within a wave, an estuary within a water bridge, an eddy after the fact of a deluge, notes from a tree limb after a rainstorm? Do you remember the Bell Weather Hotel chills on the edge of the sea? Do you remember the future, the hallelujah of mercy, the bird wire humming, not the way through or the way around, not the end? Conjunction, adverb, verb, adverb, preposition, article, noun, verb, noun, preposition, noun, adverb, preposition, article, adjective, noun, silence, keeping between the mess and the catalog. Syntax, a bouncing ball. The dream of the hand lifting everything and mixing each with each so that one knows other and all partake of all becomes the dream of helping a boy with words in a landscape of rocks and spare vistas, beauty through eyes and through words, the kind of language, the kind of poem one might live in or among and return. For return is the dream of the net coming again and again to catch on the same and different words, where the water through which it moves and the air through which it moves becomes our limbs in a tangle of sinews and syllables, syntax and decorum and lack of decorum in the tumbled sea. Now, one more poem I want to read. Can I have my water, though, if you can reach it? Thank you. Water and water, it's all water. So Pushing Water 76 isn't quite as long as that. It's not entirely short, but, and I just, for the first time, typed it this morning, so. And some of these are beginning to be part poem, part not poem, and I don't know that makes a difference at all. So it begins, what is a poetic? And I began it also when I was rereading Robin Blazer's The Holy Forest. What is a poetic? Can it be, as Blazer reports from Olson, that the moral is form, so that form is content, everything? Each ink mark, spacing decision, every error forms part of a poetic of morality, a way of thought about being in the world. God bless jazz bands, and tamales become the plate tectonics of North America, buzzing beside the prehistory. Turns who turn, alar, or where, water trembles. Image in water trembles, and we move within the strings, the vibrations. Move against the glass, a play, a wave, a scattering. Blazer's man who lost himself in a holy wood, the holy forest, is each of us. Woman and man come from the trees, come through the trees in a language pulses, as a language pulses, through the holes in the net, as though to survive is a ritual of passage, a round dance in a clearing or a climb upon a bank that does not give way. To whom did you ask that first question, the where are we going and who will we meet there? And who are you anyway? And who am I that can be met, that can imagine the whole of light in the midst of the green, the ocean in the seat of a queen? For Cynthia is my ocean seen through the light, through the color. Start a new sentence anywhere. It moves to the same point, the same punctual matter, through inside moves and hopeful buildings, through or perhaps because of the hands laid down on the earth, asking all of us whether we would rather raise up each among others, and whether love's labors might push a paragraph on its side, riding the cold echo of a whispered consonant, a shouted vowel, into some new figure, some shuttled math of the fire to which I would be open. Against some silence, the dreadful region after pause sets new, hammers fall for proof with remorse. Out! Out! Gods take away her power, fiends, too long or good. Down flames where late the diadem stood. Very well, follow, look you, good, my lord. She says enough, and kneel and pray your pleasure. Your horrible fancies function. Shut the door, a fury in your words. Come damn thyself like heaven devils who smell'st so sweet, my cheeks burn up, and the moon winks. You do me wrong. Or for wrong, we write, we write, we write, in water on concrete, which after absorption evaporates, as words do those false propositions in trust allowed. I have perceived almost faint that their great stars seem less the cowish terror of his spirit. Decline your head. Dare, kiss, speak, stretch spirits into air. As words go, so go we do go. If the language is bereft, then what meets the mouth going out, the ear coming in? We are met and confirm allegiance in the whirlwind, the eddy, the whirlpool, an essential darkness, a word of friendship in its desired clarity. In Blazer's moth I see you, see mouth and the moth's flight to gather in a corner is the mouth's utterance, the language waiting a moment, saving itself in order to provide an apparent apple, a pomegranate upon a shelf. The feast prepared, the wings open, gather and disperse, contract and release, move the song along its way. Hack divided, Blazer writes. And where is he gone? The father of the garden, the hack of the delineated Japanese landscapes, divided from the sun, divided from the language, divided from the words, from the wings, or because the wings, two divided wings, there in the bright mottled clouds, forever dispersed and present. How did he know in those early years what division might mean some 9 years following, the utterance on the telephone cut off, divided, the last words a partial catch in the net where poems and light find and lose one another in this bright shining plain surrounded by water, bright blazing plain outside which the pushing waters fold and cross strings with the sounds of voices in harmonic diffusion, in a mode heard lately in echoes of wordcraft.